What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back, B. Mitch and Finley. Toby Altizer in for JP today. So Saquon Barkley was kind of making the rounds with Commanders Twitter this weekend because apparently when you score a touchdown, B. Mitch, when you're down 33-28, you score a touchdown with 6 seconds left, you're supposed to just go back and pretend like nothing happened. Yeah. Apparently the team, according to him, celebrated too much. Here's Saquon Barkley saying it's what motivated them going into the NFC Championship.
The mindset kind of going into this game, too, is the last time we played this team, we lost. We kind of gave the game away. That's why you got to be careful what you do. We remember how they celebrated. If this was college, they would have stormed the field. That's what it felt like. So that definitely was on the back of our mind.
Well, let me just say this. He's lying, and he's doing exactly what people in that town does. He's talking trash. Mm-hmm. He's trying to find something to motivate him. If you say that y'all gave that game away, well, Dan Washington gave away the NFC Championship game because they gave you, what, 4 or 5 turnovers in that game. They gave you fumbles in your possession and things of that nature. If they don't fumble the ball, it's a different story. It's a different ending, and they're going to be like as one-sided as it looked. But I don't recall them dudes celebrating like they were storming the field.
No, I mean, it wasn't like the Chicago game.
And what he has to realize is this, bro. You went there for the year. You did your thing, and applaud. But you live in a town where, when people win, they always act like it's the end of the world. When they lose, they talk about the team like it's the end of the world. So, dude, chill with that crap.
I have not seen a fan base, B. Mitch, that they win the Super Bowl and they care more about another team more than their own. It feels like.
Well, it sounds like the players are that way
too.
That's what
I'm saying, Philly. They win the Super Bowl. Congratulations, you won. Enjoy your Super Bowl. Stop worrying about Jaden Daniels. Stop worrying about, oh, man, they celebrated too hard when they beat us in the regular season.
After the fact, you can make anything you want. Once you accomplish the goal they did, you can make anything you want be the reason it happened. I would like to believe the reason that they won the Super Bowl because they had the better defense. They got the better offense. They went out there and did. I don't think, listen, man, if you are a true competitor, I don't give a damn if you win the game or lose the game. The next time you playing anybody, you want to beat them. So to try to act like, oh, that gave us all the motivation, you didn't already have that? There's something wrong with you.
It's the NFC Championship game.
Yeah, so that's the motivation. Like, listen, man, I have been in situations where I remember when we played Philly in that body bag game, the one game that they like to talk about all the time. And Coach Gibbs said, we will see him again, and we'll get him. He predicted what was going to happen. Mm-hmm. He didn't wait till after everything was over to start saying, this is the reason we did so-and-so. But I just want people that were sitting in the stand, did anybody act like it was the end of the world? They stormed the field? And I don't think anybody did that.
Well, and what I just don't understand is, if you want to say they gave it away, whatever. Washington turned the ball over 5 times. If Philly didn't take advantage, Jalen Hurts got hurt, which, by the way, miss me with the boo-hoo about that. Like, when you run your quarterback, B. Mitch, and he gets hurt, That ain't the defense's fault. That ain't luck.
Listen, bro.
It happens.
Football is a game of missed opportunities and opportunities. Football is a game of fumbles and not. Football is taking full advantage of when you get a chance or not taking advantage of it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to hear the excuses about a quarterback got hurt if he got hurt. They turned the ball over. You couldn't do nothing with it. They did something with it when they had opportunity to do it. Just like in the NFC Championship game. They turned the ball over. You did something with it. Why couldn't you do the same thing in the game, that game then?
Yeah.
I mean, it wasn't in the cards for you. You weren't on your best that day. And I think sometimes it's even more noble just to say we didn't play our best. They did. They made all the plays when they needed to. We didn't make them when we needed to. That's, you get respect like that. Saquon is not even a trash talker. Now he going to talk trash because he in Philly?
And I don't get that. Because I actually like Saquon. I think he's a decent dude. And he's a fun player to watch. Unfortunately, he plays for a rival. But what the heck does that mean, that watching them celebrate a game? Which, by the way, you're telling me if Philadelphia had won a game where they were trailing for the entire time, they're playing a team that they have struggled to beat, right? Uh-huh. They're playing a team that is a top dog, that if they go out there and say they beat the Kansas City Chiefs in the regular season on a touchdown with 6 seconds to go, they wouldn't celebrate?
Yeah, they would. When you, as I said, it sounds like a pot calling the kettle black. You are in a town where celebration, obnoxious celebration, is normal. Okay? And jumping to conclusions and losing your mind is normal. Now you're going to say something about another town when it didn't happen in the way you said it happened. So, listen, man, you could make the laps. Y'all won. Nobody can take that away from you. But please don't try to use this as the reason. Because you didn't play us in every game. You played against other teams, too, for other games you had to play. So So therefore you won the Super Bowl now. What's the motivation for the next time you play them? Since that motivated you to do that, so now you got the best of them. You're not motivated now? You know what I mean?
How much is, and unfortunately for Washington, the way that the schedule works, they're not going to see Philly until way into the season, which could be a good thing, could be a bad thing. But how does that resonate in the locker room? Obviously, probably didn't have these sorts of clips going around when you were playing, but when someone says something like this, how does that resonate?
If somebody says something, let's just say me. When someone says something that's out of bounds or whatever, crazy, I take it and put it in my pocket for later. Okay, I'm going to use whatever I can. I'm already motivated, but guess what? I'm going to use a little something extra. Let's say I just finished up my workout and I'm like, damn, you know. Who, I wanted to do another rep, but I can't get it done. Oh, he said this. Oh, I'm going to get another rep in.
Mm-hmm.
I will push the limit because I am revengeful as hell, okay? I want to step on your damn neck, cut off your wind, and just take you out, make you just become lifeless. That's how I think. Many people don't, okay? And if there are guys that are motivated by it, and I know somebody said something about a certain player on the team, you think I wouldn't be in practice saying what the dude said? Man, you remember this happening. Man, you going to let that happen again? Get him motivated. I was that guy and would be. So this would not be the end of him hearing it.
Yeah.
But you got to handle your business to be able to make him have to eat it again.
Well, and another crazy part about this, too, is it's not as if they were playing at Northwest Stadium. It's not as if they were playing that game at the Link and they're celebrating on your home turf. And like that's another element that just makes no sense to me.
Listen, bro, who really cares? That's the way I look at it.
Well, and I think, too, what the team has done this offseason, it seems like they're in a better position going forward against the Eagles because that's still the top dog in the NFC. Mm-hmm. They got to knock them off. But I think part of it, too, is Philly fans have gotten insecure because they look at the quarterback here and they're a little scared.
Listen, man, if you are not concerned about somebody, you don't discuss them.
Correct.
Facts.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You go through life, and if there's a person that kind of garners your attention or you lose sleep over them, that's because you know that that person is giving you straight competition whenever you see them. You don't have to be on your best to beat them. The teams that don't, or the person, the individual that doesn't, you don't even care to mention his name. You know, like, this is a world now of, we got a lot of those people. You turn on Twitter, you got a guy with a duck or a bear or an octopus, whatever, as his avatar picture, and they just talk trash to you all day. And a lot of us react to that by getting mad and going back at them. I laugh. I just give you your avatar, one finger salute, and keep moving. Because I could give a damn what you say. I'm not irritated or motivated by someone like that. But if you were somebody that can actually compete or take something from me that I'm working for, yeah, I focus on you then. But if you're not, why would I waste any damn bit of my time on that?
Well, and it makes no sense, because those are some things that you can internalize that. If you want to use that as motivation, feel free. Yeah. No need to vocalize it.
Well, listen, man. You have to do things for your audience. So he was trying to impress his audience. That's what they want to hear.
Well, and it sucks. Because
that's how they want to be.
Saquon is such a likable guy. And
yeah, but you know what?
He's being dragged down by Philadelphia.
A lot of good guys have played villains in other stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that happens. And you got guys that are great actors, that are great people, but they played a villain in a certain movie, and people don't like them.
Yeah.
I know it's a movie. Everybody should know it's a movie. Can't worry about that.
Yeah, I mean, it's just so tough because you've got a heck of a player and they're doing this. Whatever, man. It is what it is. You feel good because you've got the quarterback now and you feel like you can actually compete with this team. And it's no longer about little stuff. It's about competing to win Super Bowls, NFC Championship games against this team. Because it used to be, unfortunately for Washington for so long, they would actually be able to beat the Eagles, but it'd be in pointless games Washington would win so they could get their sixth win of the year versus now, hopefully you're winning going into the playoffs and you can actually make some effort here and you can make some headway, maybe going to a Super Bowl.
Yeah. But, listen, man, I would say this. We're on their radar. That's all that matters, okay? And once you get on somebody's radar, if you are that person, now you take everything they've said, you take everything that's motivating you, and you work out like that. You lift weights, you run, you think like that. So when you see them again, make them understand why you're on their radar. Make them understand why they're talking about you so much. Be ready for them. Take it to them.
Yeah, and I think there's already that extra motivation being in the division, which honestly, maybe it's a good thing because this is a real rivalry now.
I mean, that's how it used to be back in the day. But back in the day, you know what it was? Every team. It was the Cowboys, the Eagles, the Giants, and even the damn Cardinals, who were the sucky part of the division. Okay? But they, you knew you had to play.
Yeah.
So right now, I like that. If all the teams are good, then guess what? You gotta bring it, man. I'm not afraid of that. You don't make your names by beating sucky people. You make your names by beating the best, knocking off the best.
So 100%.
I think there are guys in that locker room who have the right mindset. They welcome all this because they're putting in the work so they can shut that up.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.